The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Always interesting to see what director Martin McDonagh has planned. What news have you for us?
Well, for starters, right, he has a great cast lined up. So he's got Sam Rockwell, a regular contributor, the two of them, John Malkovich, Mark Ruffalo and Parker Posey.
Wow.
So they're all set to join, yeah, this new film, which is called Wild Horse 9. Now, the filming of it is going to take place in March on Rapa Nui, which is Easter Island. So this is one of the remotest islands you could possibly find in the world, really. It's a protected Chilean wildlife area. And it's known for its famous statue. So I'd imagine even sort of heading out there to film will be quite the challenge.
So from Banshees of Inisherin to that is extraordinary,
know,
isn't it?
I know. Now, we don't know much about the plot details, except that he said it would be an island setting and that the island would be a character of the film. I mean, how could it not be with something like that, with where they're going? He's got his regular partners involved, like Fox, Searchlight Pictures, Blueprint Pictures, Film 4. They're all backing it. I mean, as you mentioned, Banshees of Inisherin had 9 Oscar nominations, so it's a good bet. It's a film that Oscar Isaac and Christopher Walken were originally attached to, but they're no longer involved.
Okay.
But you know what? What a cast he's got lined up!
Big time, Wild Horse, and so no donkeys in this one.
No, not that we know of.
I know. Maybe she's retired. She did very well in Banshees, no doubt about it. Now, interesting casting news from Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he's going to star in Paul Greengrass's next film, which is called The Rage. So Greengrass is also scripting the project, but the story unfolds during the Peasants' Revolt in England in 1381. The revolt was believed to be the result of a combination of both economic and political tensions generated by the Black Death a generation before, along with taxes resulting from the Hundred Years' War. The moment was seen as a sort of defining moment in English history. McConaughey is going to play a farmer who becomes the leader of the revolt. Jason Blum is producing the project through his production company. Greengrass also producing as well. Benedict Cumberbatch was somebody who was previously involved in an incarnation of the project, but no longer involved here. And McConaughey and Greengrass have worked together before on The Lost Bus, which was with Apple Studios.
Very good. Now, you've had two sisters working together.
Yes, I do. This is Kate Mara and Rooney Mara.
Ah.
They're set to play fictional sisters in for the iconic director Werner Herzog's new film. I have to say this carefully.
Yes.
It's called Booking Fastard.
Well done.
So he's writing and directing the film. The filming is actually going to take place this spring in Ireland and Slovenia. So it tells the story of two inseparable twin sisters, Joan and Jean, who live on the fringes of society. The project is sort of based on the true story of Frida and Greta Chaplin, who in 1981 became UK tabloid father. They became infatuated with their neighbour and eventually went to court and received a restraining order. But you know what? This is going to be the first time that these two sisters are going to work together on screen.
Sounds like an extraordinary project too. And that title will be very interesting to see if anybody gets it wrong. All right, we've a directing gig for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he settled on directing Animals, and this is for Netflix. It's his next feature directorial effort, and he's replacing his good friend Matt Damon in the lead. So Damon is going to be occupied filming The Odyssey, which is Christopher Nolan's movie, and that's
no falling out or anything.
No falling out. That's going to take many months. So he stepped into the lead role here. He's going to star opposite Gillian Anderson in the film, and he's going to play an LA sort of mayoral candidate whose son has been kidnapped, but most of the money gone on the campaign spending. He and his wife have just a few hours to get their hands dirty and to come up with the ransom payment. Connor McIntyre wrote the script. The project was originally supposed to be shot last year, but of course Affleck was working on the sequel to The Accountant, and now production is reportedly going to begin next month in Los Angeles.
Now, another filmmaker, Joe Wright, he's given us the likes of Pride and Prejudice and Atonement and Darkest Hour. What is he up to next?
He is going to be directing an AI-themed thriller called Alignment. We're getting a lot of AI sort of films yes. now because I suppose there's so much interest in it. But the script follows a cutting-edge tech company whose new AI model begins manipulating global markets and stoking international conflict. A board member with principles and an out of his depth software engineer must race to convince their profit-obsessed workmates to shut down their creation before it triggers a catastrophic event of a global scale. So Joe Reich has won out this director's role. Apparently half a dozen directors were in the mix for it, but it seems now he's on board and it's going to be fast-tracked to get it working.
So no casting yet?
No casting mentioned as yet. We'll keep you posted on that. But Joe Reich recently directed the first two episodes of The Agency and also served as executive producer on that series as well. Good director.
Yeah, okay, we'll keep an eye on that one for sure. What trailer have you picked out for us?
Okay, so it was probably, I mean, there was a couple of big trailers this week, but I picked out this one just because of the sheer numbers. The first trailer for Marvel Studios, The Fantastic Four, First Steps, it launched on Tuesday, reportedly pulled in 202 million viewers in its first 24 hours across all platforms. It's quite extraordinary, really. They did a big launch for it where you had the cast, Pedro Pascal, Eben Moss-Buckrock, Joseph Quinn, Vanessa Kirby. They're all at the US Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to help unveil a first look at the film. So let's take a quick listen to the trailer.
T-minus five.
Before we went up the first time, you couldn't turn invisible. Ben wasn't a rock.
The best pilot in the world right here.
Yeah. Best looking, he means.
And Johnny never caught fire.
Ben has always been a rock. Johnny is Johnny.
Hi.
And I am right here. Whatever life throws at us, face it together as a family.
Oh yeah, it's going to be big, Garrett, isn't it?
It's going to be absolutely huge. I mean, when you consider the interest alone in that first 24 hours, I'm not the biggest Marvel fan when it comes to those movies, but actually watching the trailer, I was really taken by the production design and the look of it. It does look great because it's sort of set against the vibrant backdrop of 1960s inspired retro futuristic world. Really good cast as well. We've got until July. That's going to be coming out in the cinemas in July. So do check out the trailer.
Fantastic for the First Steps. All right, wait for July for that one. But that is the trailer. Let's see what's on the big screen in cinemas this weekend. We're going to start with September 5.
What's the situation?
The police are reporting that armed terrorists have attacked the Israeli athletes.
There's a hostage situation going on right now in the Olympic Village.
ABC wants news to take over.
Your sports, you're in way over your head.
We're 100 yards away from where this is happening.
We are the only people capable of following it live. This is our story, and we're keeping it.
Yes, that is September 5, Garrett. You can feel the tension in that clip, can't you?
You can indeed. And this is set during the 1972 Munich Olympics. It's about an American sports broadcasting crew who finds itself thrust into covering the hostage crisis involving Israeli athletes. You've got Ben Chaplin, Peter Sarsgaard starring in this. And as you say, you can feel the tension. Remember Steven Spielberg's Munich that had a fantastic pace and fantastic style to it. And the reviews for this are strong as well.
Yeah, there's kind of a different look. And that is September 5. Now, our own Barry Keoghan is on the big screen this weekend.
Yes, and he's starring alongside Christopher Abbott in a movie called Bring Them Down. This is a tense and gripping thriller about two warring families set against the sort of harsh landscape of rural west of Ireland. It's a farming family and they're sort of living in isolation. And what happens is that there's old conflicts that are sort of stirred up and it triggers a chain of events that increasingly takes violent and devastating turns. Strong cast in it as well, beyond the two that we've mentioned. Colin Meaney and Nora Jane Noon also starring in Bring Them Down.
Okay, The Seed of the Sacred Fig also on the big screen.
Yes, a few more to mention, as you say. Mm. Investigating Judge Imman grapples with paranoia amid political unrest in Tehran. When his gun vanishes, he suspects his wife and daughters imposing draconian measures that strain family ties as societal rules crumble. Strong reviews for that one, too. And we have a couple more to mention. Ki Huy Quan is starring alongside Ariana DeBose and Daniel Wu in Love Hurts. This is about a realtor is pulled back into the life he left behind after his former partner in crime resurfaces with an ominous message. With his crime lord brother also on his trail, he must confront his past and the history he never fully buried. Lot of action in that one. For the kids, you've got Dogman. Mm-hmm. This is on the big screen. It's an animation fun when a fateful police dog and his human police officer owner are injured together on a job. A harebrained with life-saving surgery fuses the two of them together. You've the likes of Billy Boyd, Ricky Gervais, Isla Fisher all providing voice duties on that. We've also got The Fire Inside. This is the story of Clarissa T-Rex Shields, a boxer from Flint, Michigan, who trained to become the first woman in the country's history to win an Olympic gold medal in the sport. Ryan Destiny and Brian Tyree Henry star in that one. And finally, one more to mention, Becoming Led Zeppelin. Yes. If you're a fan of the band, interviews, performances and never-before-seen footage provides insight into the origins of Led Zeppelin and their rise to musical stardom.
Quite a mixture for us on the big screen this weekend. And you always leave us with a TV movie. What have you chosen?
Yeah, this is about a lonely German boy who discovers that a single mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. Yeah. Aided only by his imaginary friend, who's Adolf Hitler, Jojo Rabbit must confront his blind national as the Second World War continues to rage on. Strong cast in this one, but it's written, directed and starring, of course, Taika Waititi, who's in the movie. But you've also great performances from Rebel Wilson, Stephen Merchant, Scarlett Johansson, Thomas McKenzie and Roman Griffin Davis, starring in Jojo Rabbit, which is on Channel 4. You can watch it tonight and it's on at 20 past 11.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.